The former treasurer of an entertainment industry union that raked in money during Alaska's filmmaking boom is charged with stealing nearly $200,000 from the union. 62-year-old Anchorage resident Ann Redding is charged with embezzlement and forgery. Federal prosecutors say Redding has a court date set for later this month, but she is not in custody, and they refuse to comment on whether they know where to find her. Alaska Public Media's Casey Grove has more.
During the heyday of Alaska's film tax credit program, union membership expanded at the local chapter of the International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees. That means union dues also grew at IATSE Local 918, as it is called. Ann Redding had been with the organization since 2007 and handled the union's money during the state's brief movie and TV making boom. It was not until after the state's tax credits ended that the charges say Redding started stealing. That was in 2010, the charges say. In 2013, the union's checks for things like rent and utilities started bouncing.
You know, I was totally stunned. I'd never been involved in anything of this nature.
This is Richard Benavidez, the local union chapter president at the time. And his voice is a little messed up from medical treatment.
All this is going on, and we're having monthly meetings of the executive board, and all of us sitting there. And this person is sitting there with you, you know, having this normal conversation with you. And you have no idea.
Benavidez says that during an audit later, he became aware of checks on which his signature was forged and saw some written on the union's account to people like Redding's mother, who lives out of state in a nursing home. Ultimately, the union realized its accounts had been wiped out. When the alleged crime became clear to Benavidez and the other union leadership, he asked Redding to resign.
I said, why would you even do this kind of thing? I don't understand this. I feel so betrayed. And she basically just said, you know, I don't know, Richard. I don't know what to tell you. I can't explain it. And, you know, she started to tear up, and she was obviously upset. You know, she never did tell me anything. She just basically told me that she didn't understand it herself.
According to court records, Redding was charged on Friday. She has a court date set for June 26th, and the court has issued her a summons. It is not uncommon for a person facing such charges to remain out of custody until a detention hearing. But when we asked the U.S. Attorney's Office, it was unclear if the authorities know where to find Redding in the event that she does not show up for court. When asked if law enforcement had served the summons or were actively looking for Redding, U.S. Attorney's Office spokeswoman Chloe Martin wrote in an email that, quote, our office has no further comment. We were also unable to reach Redding herself for an interview. For Alaska Public Media, I'm Casey Grove.